Recently, NPR has been bringing you kitchen table conversations with families who are rethinking their financial plans in light of the current turmoil. Today, Joel Rose introduces us to the Rutz family. Doug and Kathy Rutz raised five children on their farm outside Binghamton, New York. They took out loans to put their older kids through college. Now they're worried loans won't be an option for their youngest children. Here's Joel Rose from the Rutz's farm.
The sun is getting low over the Rutz's farm in Green, New York, and the cows are hungry. Doug Rutz opens a big metal gate, and the Black Angus cattle follow him into a pasture of tall grass.
They look happy.
They are now, aren't they? Quieted right down.
This land has been in Rutz's family for four generations. Today, Rutz says the cattle operation is barely breaking even, but at least it keeps the farm intact. Inside the family's 100-year-old farmhouse, Kathy Rutz is mashing potatoes for dinner.
This, and you get salad and mashed potatoes, brie because Claire's home, and some bread.
And the main course is, what else, steak. Kathy Rutz is glad to have three of her five kids at home tonight, so she's pulling out all the stops. But the Rutzes don't always eat like this, especially since last year, when the publishing firm where Kathy Rutz worked merged with the bigger one. Rutz got to keep her job, but she took a big pay cut. She says that's made it harder to help out with the kids' college tuition.
Part of the plan was that we would be able to contribute based on what we thought our income was going to be. But with my job change, it no longer looks like the way we thought it was going to look.
Kathy and Doug Rutz had to take out big loans to get their older kids through college. They've still got a 15-year-old son who's in high school and an 18-year-old daughter who's a freshman at Cornell University. Kathy Rutz says they're getting enough financial aid to cover her bills for now.
We have not taken any loans out for Mary yet. We were able to get her started, and I'm frightened about the prospect of being declined. What do we do then?
It's not only being declined, but my biggest worry is that, that they get their degrees and our economic system is in such a mess that they can't find jobs. And they have a grace period for 6 months till they have to start paying these loans back. And then what do you do?
Well, we co-signed.
We think enough of that this is important enough that we've put everything that we own at risk. I mean, we could literally lose everything that we have in order to get an education for the kids.
Pass that up.
So what are you eating? It's spaghetti today?
Sandwiches.
Lots and lots of sandwiches. Peanut butter and jelly.
The talk around the dinner table isn't all gloom and doom, but money does come up more than once.
Mary, have you been to see about work yet?
Not yet. Better be a freshman.
The Rutzes know they could have sent their kids to cheaper public schools, but Kathy Rutz says she wants them to have as many academic opportunities as possible. 18-year-old Mary says that's why she chose Cornell, in spite of the family's financial situation.
It's going to come down to loans, because we all know that I can't pay for this now. But I'm just hoping in the idea that it's going to have more opportunities and more doors that will be open for me.
It's a gamble that seems to be paying off for the Rutz's other kids. Ben is paying his own way as a grad student in chemical engineering at the University of Washington. And Claire is hoping to launch a career in international aid when she graduates next year from Syracuse University. Still, Kathy Rutz worries that each of the kids will be saddled with roughly $100,000 in debt.
When I'm waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking about those student loans and how are we going to make a dent in this, because it's not okay for them to carry this alone.
Kathy Rutz says she's looking for a way to lighten that load, but she hasn't found it yet. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.